from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Voitine.
It's Fresh Fridays here on the G and Ursula Show. It's going to be 70 degrees. Some of you guys are going to be spending the time in your yard, and I'm not going to make fun of that. I just wanted to... What?
No, I wasn't. No, I'm just looking at you.
But I wanted to ask a question, Ursula.
Uh-huh. Now you're being nosy.
The text line is 888-973-5476. I want you to text us if you've been listening to the show for a few years now, but you've never texted in before. And then maybe today's your day to be like, I just want to try this thing out. Go ahead, text us.
Shelly in Seattle, we see you.
Yeah.
Tell us your name, too.
Tell us your name.
Exactly.
So like, you've been thinking about texting, but you don't want to. And maybe like, hey, what's this text thing all about? Like, do they really even text you back? Yeah.
Some shows do. Our show does. I will tell you.
Too much, maybe.
The text line during our show, every time when someone fills in for Chef, they're like, oh, my God, your text line, out of control.
I know.
But we ask you and we invite you. It's like you are such a big part of our show. And so I think when I responded, Shelly was like, is this really Ursula or is this someone else? No, there's just three of us.
Well, what better way to connect with your incredible audience than this medium, right? How else can you and we learn about what's really going on? Like, we don't know everything.
When I drove through Chimicum recently, I'm not joking when I say I thought of Gina on our text line. When I went to Bonnie Lake, I thought of Sandy and Bonnie Lake. I mean, I'm going to these different places because of all of you who, continue to be part of our show every single day. So we appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Garden Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves, just really go.
Buckle up, Ursula. It's a smorgasbord of Fresh Friday topics. No prep required. Gee, I'm not sure if you are aware of this, but boomboxes have been making a comeback recently. Yeah. And as we head into the summer season, I'm sure that you will be out at Alki or over at Green Lake, and you're going to be hearing folks playing their tunes on blast in public. Gee, your opinion on folks playing their music at public parks? I know my delegation has very strong feelings on this.
Wait right there. If there's music being played at the park, there's genuinely a good vibe. Mm-hmm. There's genuinely a good vibe. Like, whoever is playing the music, usually they want to be the one that wants to, like, hey, this music here, but I want the vibe to be good. And somebody's going to say, hey, where's the music coming from? Right there. And then, hey, that's me right here. The vibe. When you go down to Point Rustin and there's music being played and somebody's playing the music, it's a vibe. There's going to be music played along Alki this weekend, wherever you want to go. I am down with the vibe. The chefs in the world are, turn that music down.
I especially like it when someone's going to have music and then they ask people around them, hey, do you mind if I play the music? It's like, no, go ahead, please do.
That never happens.
Oh, yeah, it does.
What?
Oh, yeah, it does. And what I don't like is when you have competing boom boxes.
That's not cool anymore. But you don't usually see.
No,
you don't see that. People that go to the park, right? For the most part, they're on some vibe stuff, right? Whether it's a date, whether it's your family, whether it's you hanging out,
and you know that if you don't want to have music or any kind of sound, go someplace where you're not going to be around other people.
You know the drill.
Are you freaking kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Here we go.
Okay.
Buckle up, y'all.
I actually had to stand up for this one. First of all, I don't care what you are playing, but guaranteed there's going to be half the people around you who do not like the music that you are playing. Second, a lot of the music that people play it's not appropriate for kids. It's not appropriate for families. I don't want to be hearing, like, the N-word on blast. I don't want to be hearing swear words on blast. I don't want to be hearing about sex talk on blast in the park. Third, Ursula, you mentioned competing boomboxes.
Yeah, that's not fun.
This happens all of the time. Oh, and by the way, have you ever gone up to someone and said, hey, you mind toning it down a little bit? And then they're like, what, you got a problem?
No,
you got a problem with my music?
No, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, it does actually happen. If you are in public, if you are at a park,
Chef, and it doesn't happen to you, and,
yeah, because I'm 5 foot five.
In Edmonds,
there might be a reason.
In Edmonds,
people don't be blasting their music in Edmonds.
Ursula,
not in Edmonds.
Come on now, you can't even say that with a straight face.
We don't have that problem in Edmonds.
Yeah, you don't. You don't have that problem in Edmonds.
You're right, because people recognize that
if you go to Gene Coulon Park, you might have that
problem.
You're
right, because people recognize it's impolite to impose your music on other people in public, whether you're in a park or on a trail or on a bus. You cool with somebody blasting their music on the bus?
How about this? Most people, when you go to a park, that park, you have your park. You're listening right now. You got to have your park that you go to. You know the vibe. You know when things are different. You know when someone's there that's going to be probably trying to cause trouble. You know the vibe.
Okay,
your neighbor's music?
I'm going to leave open the possibility that Chef does have problems telling people to turn the music down.
Chef doesn't go up to people and tell them to turn the music down, though. Chef's a nice person. I know that. Chef is one of those dudes.
No, I will. If there's like cursing and stuff, like, absolutely. In fact, you know what? Nick's sister, Carolyn, she just texted into the show. She said she's going to be blasting music in the backyard all weekend long.
You got Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn.
Whoa.
She's got also the... If she has the same kind of musical talent that Nick does, I have no problem.
How come I don't know who Carolyn is?
You met my mom. We haven't met Carolyn yet. Well, there'll be time.
Oh.
We both took piano lessons, so she has a musical background.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, the honest answer to this, though, is right. If you like the music, it's fine. But let's say someone is just blasting like death metal, Ursula. Good with that?
Yeah, no, I'm not. Kai says it should only be loud enough for your group to hear, not everybody. And I think that's legit.
Now,
you can't assume that everyone's going to love your music. Uh-oh, here we go. Chef has a supporter. 253, I'm a park ranger. The people who blast music in a public space blast crappy music. Okay. A park ranger will see a wide range. I'm going with, I'll leave open the possibility that you and I have just been lucky, G. And we like music.
I've been a lot of parks, y'all. Grandmama and them is not letting you play Two Live Crew. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Everybody who plays music is with their grandma. Come on, man.
Okay, we're going to agree to disagree on this one.
You know what? If you're going to play your music at the public park, you better be inviting everybody over to the barbecue. Hey, come on. Get over here and get some hot dogs. All right, speaking of music, Taylor Swift's latest album dropped. On that, I'm loathe to bring this up, but I have to. On that album, she's name-dropping numerous exes, Joe Alwyn, Maddie Healy, Travis Kelce.
That's current.
Current. Okay. Gee, how do you feel? You know what, Ursula, I'm going to ask you first. How do you feel about somebody obsessing over their exes and their music?
I think it happens a lot. I think that Taylor Swift gets an inordinate amount of attention for that because she is that popular and has had that much music and is petty. But the same thing happens. Think of all country music. They're always lamenting some heartbreak or something.
Those are fake exes. There are real exes. Oh, yeah.
John Mayer was talking about your body's a wonderland, and it was about someone very specific.
Jeez.
You can't fool people.
No, I'm not joking.
You know the vibe. You know when you hear that music. The best music that we've ever heard in our lives comes from whoever your favorite singer is and was. I don't know who that is, but whoever it is, that music was real. And I think what we heard out of Taylor Swift last night, especially what I heard, hey, that stuff was a vibe. And one more thing that I love about Taylor Swift, you ever listen to an album and then they're like, okay, there's a slow song and then there's a pop song and then there's like different ways they want to show you like, hey, this is how I can do my creativity. What I like about Taylor is that she gives you a consistent vibe for each album. And
yeah,
this
like 16-year-old.
Yeah, and this vibe right here was a vibe. Now, see, Chef can say that is just a 16-year-old, But what she's talking about, there's some stuff in there that I don't care how old you were. We were all 116 at one point, or we were all gone through a breakup at one point. We have all been petty at one point. Key word, petty. How petty are you anyways? And you don't have to answer that.
To be worth $1 billion and putting your exes on blast for no reason?
See, that's the thing. People think that money and status and things changes you. You are who you are. As a matter of fact, yeah. I'd argue the more money you have, it really tells the world who you are.
What do you think songs are, though?
They're generally meant to share emotional experiences, right? And unfortunately for Taylor, this is one of the few emotional experiences that she has left in common with her fans now that she's worth $1 billion.
And those experiences are based on relationships that you have.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right, let's move on. I can't slam on her anymore. I got my 2 cents in for today. I'm satisfied. After hearing about this in the newsroom for literally, 4 hours all of today? All right, speaking of music, Harry Styles. He's been apparently the victim of a stalker over in the UK. His stalker has been jailed because she sent him 8,000 cards in a month. 8,000. That's like 260 plus handwritten cards every single day. The lady's name is Myra. She's a Brazilian national. She's going to get 14 weeks in prison, and she's banned from ever seeing him perform again. Of note, she is not threatening him. They're just heartfelt notes. Ursula, do you feel like sending someone 8,000 cards is prison worthy?
It depends on.
He says he finds it disturbing and threatening. The content of the messages, however, is not disturbing and threatening. It's just based the volume thereof.
Yeah. I mean, if it's purely based on volume, I don't know if it's prison worthy, but it is worth taking to court because that can have an effect on you, and it can make you feel like you are unsafe. I mean, what do some of these stalkers do?
Well, I think
8,000.
Two of them were hand-delivered outside of his house. The rest were just sent through the regular post.
She's basically said, I know where you live. I've got this obsession with you. I don't know who's making the decision that they don't seem threatening. Like who assessed that? To him, they're threatening. Mm. If you've been told to stop and you continue to do it, you need to have some kind of consequence.
Sweeping statement coming up. You ready? Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Society doesn't take it as serious when women stalk men, but they take it more serious because a lot of men stalk women actually more, right? Men stalk women more than women stalk men. I've had one stalker, one in my life, and that was the weirdest thing. I was like, whoa. But you hear about women that have more than they've had more than one. Some like, one? Oh, I've had 3-4. You know what I mean? Like that kind of deal. So when we hear it come from Harry Styles, I don't think people really take it serious. I do. I think we all should. A stalker is a stalker either way.
All right.
4 out of every 5 stalking victims are women.
Oh, how about that for anecdotal evidence? Oh, real quick, from nice facts with my anecdotal evidence. I had a friend text in. My good friend Maria, she says, I only agree with Chef when it comes to hiking trails. I don't want to hear music. I want to hear nature. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yo, chill with the music on the hiking trails. That's headphones.
You ain't ever been on a hike, bro.
Yeah, he has.
Around Green Lake? That doesn't count as a hike.
Thank you, Ursula. In 2016-17, I was hiking every weekend, but that's
all right. Okay. All right. Speaking of comebacks, we talked about boomboxes. And Ursula, apparently an item of home decor is making a big return. And that would be a throwback to the 70s and 80s wallpaper. How do you feel about the return of wallpaper to American homes? There's a stylist, Talk to the Times, says that it's a bigger trend for 2024 than we've seen in a while. Consumers crave rooms with personality, and wallpaper gives it to them.
If that floats your boat, then go for it. To me, wallpaper is too time-consuming and also too hard to remove. And if I want to change my mind, it's also extremely expensive, by the way. But I'm going to blame Pinterest and HGTV for the big boom in wallpaper.
Yeah.
Is this where it's coming from?
Well, there's a lot of it. You get a lot of so many homes anymore look like the core and the style of what you see on HGTV.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is, but again, if it makes you happy, I'm all about do what makes you happy. And if that's what it is, I don't have the patience on wallpaper now.
Yeah. I'm all about having a wall, right?
An impact wall?
Impact, yeah.
What's an impact wall?
Well, it could be your accent wall.
Okay.
Whether you got a nice living room and you paint it red and doing some artwork, whatever.
Yeah.
Just having a
focus.
Right. There's just that one area. So then when you get ready to take your family photos, right, you take a photo in front of that wall or that area. And look, you go to these brunch spots and you see the little fake green ivy and you see the
twinkling
neon sign, right? That's what I want in my crib where it says the Scots. You know what I'm saying? And then you go and you take your picture. You know, you have your Thanksgiving dinner and it's time. We all take pictures with the family.
Yeah.
When you get ready, you have a picture, the place to take the picture for the gram.
You got the maidenhair fern on a shelf, little sign that says live, laugh, love.
I knew you were going to bring live, laugh, love.
Yeah. I was in Home Goods the other day and I was like, oh, I see exactly why Ursula loves this place. I kind of loved it too. Just for myself, though. Yeah. Everything should be blank and beige. That is what we like, okay? Beige carpet, beige walls, beige exterior, no color, no accents.
Wait.
What?
Wait. Are you serious?
Yes.
That's kind of what my house is, but I'm also not in charge of my house. My wife hates it.
Do you remember that Chef was the one who was complaining? Chef was complaining about
Have you seen what I wear?
Hey. You know what? I got to give it up to you, Chef. Lately, between yesterday with the nylons and the teacher threatening to tie you up with nylons and that right there, that's hilarious,
You forgot about my pennies.
or lack thereof.
Somebody asked me, how do I feel? 253 asked me, gee, how do you feel about music on the golf course? Go ahead and answer that for him, Ursula.
That's inappropriate, too. Distracting.
Yeah, but you ain't gonna catch it. It costs money to play golf. I ain't got time for that.
Isn't that the most, CNBC kind of opportunity for style and flair you got?
Golf?
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I think I will take up golf.
I knew it.
So I can show my new fits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Real crisp shoes.
Oh my gosh, people are weighing in heavy on the wallpaper or no wallpaper.
I
see nobody who says everything should be beige. Other than Chef.
I suggest my suggestion: don't do the wallpaper. I grew up in the 80s. That was a thing. Wallpaper got crazy. Everybody went wallpaper crazy.
It's like a long-term relationship.
And I remember what my mom went through. She's like, I'll never again do wallpaper.
When you decide you need to remove that wallpaper,
Don't
it's a little more time intensive.
Do it. Mess with your paints. That's what you do.
And paint, honestly, is the cheapest way to make the biggest impact in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You can easily change it. And it goes the longest way in making you have a different feel for your home.
But colors are so loud.
Oh, good grief.
Ursula?
Colors are what makes your home interesting.
Which paint would you rather have for your interior? White paint or black paint?
For my interior, white paint.
Coming up next here on the Gene Ursula Show.
Wait, you set me up. Wait. Do you have any walls with black paint?
Hey. I just asked you a question. You don't need to do a follow-up. I was asking you.
No, because you set me up, I'm going to follow up. You know I'm going to follow up.
You know what? I did use some black paint.
That's your impact wall.
I did use some black paint, though.
That's your football wall.
All the doors are black.
Oh, all my handles are black. Intentionally. You need to come see my house.
You ready for this? Okay, I got to do it. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Yes.
That's why at 2 in the morning you always woke. All right. What's going on at 11:30 or so?
America's bottomless stomachs could bankrupt the restaurant.
Yes. We're talking about a certain chain restaurant that is filing for bankruptcy, and it's because some people just ate too much.
All right. Gee and Ursula.
to the G and Ursula show. Thank you to all of you who are texting in for the first time. We will do a quick roundup at the end of the show and give you a warm welcome and make it official, because I see some of you and I haven't had a chance to compile them. But again, sure. Thank you. Our Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line, 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO. So I don't know if you heard, but Red Lobster is thinking about filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And you want to know the reason why?
Why?
You know that whole all-you-can-eat shrimp deal?
Mm-hmm.
If you love shrimp like I love shrimp, Red Lobster's endless shrimp is kind of a big deal.
You know how Red Lobster put its endless shrimp promotion on the menu permanently last year? While good for people who want to eat a whole lot of shrimp, it wasn't good for their bottom line. According to Bloomberg, the restaurant reported $11 million in losses and is struggling now. So much so, the chain's considering filing for bankruptcy amid growing debt because of that endless shrimp promo, plus the high cost of leases and labor. While the company hasn't made a final decision on if and when to file for bankruptcy, they are seeking legal help to figure out the next plan. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
So I'm going to let you go first, because I think your story that you have to tell, or if I should say admit, actually helped contribute to the problem. Go ahead, Ursula.
Well, may my mother rest in peace. And my mom, you've seen my mom, tiny, beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
But tell her about an all-you-can-eat seafood anything,
mm-hmm.
and you are going to lose money. And we used to joke around because she'd always, Red Lobster was one of her favorite places to go. And she would always say it was for the all-you-can-eat shrimp. And she wouldn't even be done with the first plate, and she'd already be ordering the next one.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how she could pile it away.
Right.
But she could. And again, I mean, this story made me think of my mom, and makes me think of the number of people who they have strategies when it comes to all-you-can-eat restaurants.
Right.
I mean, there was a time when I loved buffets, but it's not only bad for the bottom line; it is bad for your bottom period. And I can't do it.
Well, let's start here. The whole buffets things. Pandemic hit. Now it's like frowned upon. Right? That's what happened. I remember Las Vegas back in the day. You can find buffets were the thing. Matter of fact, you probably have some stories about your favorite buffet that you still like to go to, but you don't tell anybody.
Vegas had amazing buffets.
When's the last time you seen someone admit on social media, hey, at the buffet, they don't do that? That's one. Two, I can only speak for the black community in Chicago. And where I'm from, Ursula, Red Lobster was everything, right? Like, that was a place, like, we're going to Red Lobster, and it was like some type of, like that was a big deal. You went to Red Lobster, like, maybe twice a year. And that was a real big thing. I can't speak for other cities. And so some of you, maybe you went to Red Lobster once a month, you had it like that. But where I'm from, when you got older and you had a little money in your pocket and you said, hey, girl, you want to go to Red Lobster? That was a big deal. Them Cheddar Bay biscuits, real. Bottomless shrimp, real. Red Lobster, there's probably some of you guys took your first date to Red Lobster was there for us. This is why I think we should be there for Red Lobster.
Well,
Red Lobster
today,
did a lot for us.
Wasn't there just a recent post that went viral where someone said a red flag is if your date takes you to a Red Lobster?
Like, no, Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, was Cheesecake Factory. Oh, that's another one that I love, though.
Same. Yeah, I don't know. First of all, Cheesecake Factory
food. Throw Olive Garden in there, too.
But we turned our backs on some of these establishments. We turned our backs on Red Lobster. We turned our backs on Sizzler.
Golden Corral.
Come on. Oh. Gold Corral used to be
Chocolate
faithful.
Chocolate Fountain.
And you know who was really faithful to us, especially after church, and for some reason we turned our back on them?
Who?
Old Country Buffet.
Yeah.
We turned our back on them. OCB was there for us when nobody else was.
What but about Izzy's? Remember Izzy's?
Oh,
I love
yes.
that place. That was West Coast.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Loved Izzy's. Yeah, text us, 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO. Is there a go-to place that you wish was still thriving?
Now, I have turned my back on one particular place. We make fun of someone in our friend group, and it's just a going joke because she loves Olive Garden. Let me tell y'all something.
But don't
Olive Garden, because you know they chefs, they sent their chefs over to the culinary school over in Tuscany. Right? And I believe that for a long time.
No
I believe
way.
That. I'm telling you, that used to be the thing, Ursula. I believed that for years.
When someone told you, we're going to go for really good Italian food, we're going to Olive Garden, you thought, man, these people are trained from
legit.
Tuscany?
Well, that's true. Like, people thought that because they said that. It was in their commercials. And when I first ate Olive Garden, where else could you go where they were giving you all-you-could-eat salad and breadsticks?
Sizzler. Robin Puyallup just brought up Sizzler, and that is another place where my mom...
We turned our back on them.
Man, I love the all-you-can-eat back in the day. Like, my brother, when we were 12 and 14, we would bike to Olive Garden just to get all-you-can-eat pasta bowls, sit down, the waitress look at us like, oh, no. Here we go.
Wasn't it a thing, though? Tell me. Because I remember high school athletes would do this. To go to the all-you-can-eat buffets.
Yeah.
Because you have to put on the pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
I would imagine for wrestlers, too, you need to lose pounds.
Now, I was going to say no.
Never mind.
The reason. So what do I mean when I say turn our backs on them? I'm thinking that the food is still as good, but it's not cool to show that you've been there. Like, here's one place.
Well, yeah, because people are going to judge you on your weight, too. They're like, well, you want to know why you're carrying so much weight?
Yeah,
stop the buffets.
You know another place we turn our backs on? But they've been nothing but good to us.
What's that? Their fries,
their steak fries is still incredible. Red Robin.
Red Robin.
Y'all turned y'all backs on Red Robin. They were there for us. They were Friday nights.
Do you think Red Robin just got too popular and the waits got too long?
It's not good anymore.
I disagree.
They don't even salt their hamburgers, dude.
Disagree.
Their buns are never toasted. Oh. The meat is cold.
Oh, it's still
good. The fries are overrated. You can never get them fast enough.
Oh, no, you need to sit down and order the fries before you even figure out what you want on the menu. Just say, I'll already take the fries. That's what you need to do.
Now,
these are the tricks from my days.
I'm not that much of a snob. I can enjoy Olive Garden. I can enjoy Red Robin.
Someone brought up the Spaghetti Factory here from the 206.
Oh.
I went to the Spaghetti Factory one time because I thought, oh my goodness, it's going to be so good.
Oh, it was so good. Spaghetti Factory. Yes. And you have to have that spumoni ice cream at the end.
Oh, Ursula.
Yes. And they're, yes.
I tried to take a date to Spaghetti Factory once and she laughed at me. So I was like 19.
Wait, Kathy in the 206 says baloney. They weren't trained in Tuscany. Wait, they weren't, Kathy? No. Say what? I thought they flew all the chefs at Olive Garden to Tuscany. They gave the rigorous training in the culinary arts.
Their marketing worked on you.
Oh, your text message. That was probably my favorite segment of the day. Because it's real. I mean, there's still restaurants we have. So text us in right now. If there's one restaurant that you're embarrassed about, but you still kind of go to on the low and don't tell anybody, which one is that? 888-973-5476. G and Ursula, text messages next. The entire break was spent not looking at hard-hitting news, talking about restaurants.
All the restaurants you guys are bringing up on our text line about the ones that you miss. You just heard Zupa. There was another one. We were talking about, Denny's, how that changed. And then G and I realized we had the same favorite meal at Denny's.
Moons which, over Miami.
Yeah, that doesn't taste the same.
I got it. This is messages for Denny's. Hey, Denny's. You was there for us at the late night. We wanted to support you, but your food really doesn't taste the same anymore. For real, it doesn't.
Either that or our palates have changed, but I'm going to give them, It still works for some people. It's just not working for us right now.
I still got some some greasy taste buds.
But there are folks who are sending in. What are some of the other ones that have been texted in?
Besides the Zupa.
Yeah, we had some of your favorites. We talked about the
Royal Fork up. Shout out to the Royal Fork on Rainier. That used to be popping.
Yes.
Buca di Beppo came
Izzy's
up.
Izzy's Pizza.
Garlic Jim's Pizza. Yeah. Skippers. Nah, I ain't doing Skippers.
Okay, we also asked, and we're just focusing on the light stuff because it's a fresh Friday. So we hit some very hard topics. We're not going to mention those texts today. We're going to talk about our first-time texters. Hey, guys, it's Dominic from Port Angeles. First-time texter, been tuning in for a year now. Best way to start my day as a FedEx driver. I would text more often, but I'm busy making my deliveries, but I love the show always, and I have to tune in once I get into my truck. You guys make me laugh and make my day zoom by. Thank you. Welcome, Dominic.
Pat Mucatillo says, been listening almost every day, all 3 hours since day one. I've texted a couple times, but intend to interact and contribute more. And Pat, you know what you could have done? You could have said, and I agree with G every day.
No, because we want them to be truthful. Johnny G from Squim says, I've listened from the beginning. By the way, I love Squim.
Yeah, Jay from Lacey said, I started listening to you guys just a few months ago. Wasn't sure at first, but I sit in a garbage truck all day and always looking for a good show to listen to, and a lot of guys here listen, and so I have ever since. I've been an avid listener. Love you guys.
Thank
All
you,
right,
Jay.
Jay.
On Taylor Swift, 360 says, is someone a Taylor hater if they're apathetic about her? Some people are just sick of being beaten over the head metaphorically about any Taylor Swift news. Most stories about her seem shallow and frivolous, and because of 360, Chef feels heard.
No, I just don't want you to shove it in my face.
Kevin in Seattle says, I'm a 69-year-old guy who loves Taylor Swift. My daughter introduced me to her music years ago, and it's something that we share. Now, that is a connection, because there's a lot of y'all out here connecting with folks on that Taylor.
Yes.
Tay-Tay.
I'm going to go down to wallpaper, which is apparently a big trend. Elaine and Puyallup says, wallpaper needs to go away, just like brass or gold accents needs to stay gone. Ooh, I have some gold accents in my house.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Oh, sorry.
Oops.
Words to live by, brought
Bonnie
to you by
Seattle
Wilcox Scott Farms.
Wallpaper's like a tattoo. You may love it now, but later, hard to get rid of. Okay, hey, we were just reminiscing about all the good times, and I love this quote. If you are struggling today, remember this. You have survived everything you've gone through up to this point. The best day of your life is still yet to come, perhaps. There are still people you haven't met and things you haven't experienced, and you can do this.
Yeah, and also, probably haven't set yourself on fire.
Okay, wait, hold up.
Wait.
The reason you brought that up.
What?
It's because that happened today.
Oh, yeah. A man set himself on fire outside of Trump's Manhattan hush money trial.
That's crazy. All.
Crazy. Hey, Nick, what do you got?
Well, many find their way to relaxation during breaks, and with sunshine in the region, it's some time that you should take. But for some, momentum stays in motion all throughout their life without any hesitation or a break in their own strife. Like Miss Swift, who's going out to football games while on a tour, at the same time coming out with double albums for some more. Some things in our life that need some limits with amounts, like some dueling boombox speakers or some shrimp dinners on discount. Now, keep your eye on G and Ursula's families for those big shrimp buffet dinners. They might go overboard over there.
Now, we did. Good one, Nick. Now,
haven't seen an all-you-can-eat that we didn't like, apparently.
Now, I'll keep it a buck with you, Ursula. It's not that our taste buds change. It's the way we are able to receive them changes. Like,
you can also afford to pay a little bit more, and so your expectations have changed.
Well, yeah, but some foods we can't stomach anymore. Like, for example, I miss Taco Bell, but, you know what I mean?
You can't deal with the bubbles in your tummy?
No, but, B-U-T.
Oh, gotcha, uh-huh.
One T.
I gotcha.
But I'm sure you two T's. Ursula, have a good rest of your day.
And I'm excited for you that you get to rest all weekend.
All weekend. I ain't working. Chef, I ain't working this weekend.
Congratulations.
That's right. Have a good one. Thanks,
you too,
Chef.
Buddy.
Appreciate you, brother Nick.
Take it easy, buddy.
And, of course, Chris Martin, we appreciate you on the traffic. Hey, Chris, do you get hazard pay today? No? Okay. Good to see you, Brady. Jack and Spike Show comes up next. Appreciate you for listening. I love you for that. And, as always, be kind.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody. My mother not counterfeit. The record sells.
makes this one a hit. It won't hurt to listen to Red Alert. Take off the shirt and so I don't hit the dirt. I like the kids, the guys, the girls. I want the duckers, this is Raw Bass World. I'm on a mission, you better just listen to my rhymes, cause I'm all about dissing, cause